The secret history of the Order the Whispering Wraith Knight had claimed the city of Avaria's spires, but Kaelvarn walked undetected. His footsteps were a whispered promise against the cobblestone streets as he navigated the narrow alleys. He wore the black and silver mantle of the Melastra Order, its symbol on his chest a reminder that his presence was a whispered rumor among those who knew him. Kael's specialty was correction, subtle, silent, and final. As he turned a corner into a dimly lit courtyard, a figure emerged from the shadows. "Kaelvarn," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. It was Alara, one of his handlers within the Order. "What have you found?" Kael asked, falling into step beside her. "A package," Alara replied, leading him to a secluded entrance at the courtyard's far end. They descended into a narrow stairway, its walls worn by time and use. At the bottom, they found themselves in a small room filled with dusty tomes and flickering candles. A lone figure sat huddled over an ancient text, surrounded by scattered parchments and quills. He looked up as Kael and Alara entered, his eyes red-rimmed from exhaustion. "Kaelvarn," he whispered, before hastily regaining his composure. "Aaron Vex," Kael said, with a nod. "I've heard rumors of your research." Vex's eyes darted between the pair before settling on Alara. "We have reason to believe the Broken Writ is more than just an ancient treaty," he said, his voice laced with a mix of fear and awe. Kael raised an eyebrow. "The Broken Writ was a series of enigmatic laws etched into the very stone of Nightforge's walls, their meaning lost to the ages." "What do you think it is, Aaron?" "It's a record," Vex said, pushing aside his parchments. "A history hidden by design. And I believe we're not the only ones searching for it." Kael's eyes narrowed. This was no simple scholarly pursuit. There were those who would stop at nothing to claim the knowledge of the Broken Writ for themselves. He sensed a familiar tingle in his fingers, a warning sign that magic was near. He reached out, laying a hand on Vex's shoulder. As Kael touched him, a shiver ran down Vex's spine, and he gasped. The air around them seemed to thicken, as if the very silence itself had taken on weight. A faint hum began to build in the back of Kael's mind, the price of magic, but it was tolerable for now. "You're not the only scholar," Kael said quietly, as Vex's eyes went wide with comprehension. "And I think we can assume you've attracted unwanted attention." Kael's gaze flicked to Alara, her face a mask of concern. "Time to leave," he said. "Tonight, you disappear. We'll find a way to keep your research safe for now." Vex nodded, hastily gathering his belongings as Kael and Alara escorted him out into the darkness. They led him through winding alleys, avoiding the city guards, until they reached the safety of the Melastra Order's hidden stronghold. As the three of them entered the stronghold's central courtyard, a figure emerged from the shadows, Commander Lyra Thalos herself. Her eyes locked onto Vex, her expression unreadable. "Aaron," she said quietly, "I think it's time you knew what we're truly seeking in these times." Kael watched as Vex's face reflected his growing unease, sensing that the threads of their secret history were about to be untangled. In this quiet moment, he realized the pursuit of balance was not a guarantee of righteousness, but perhaps it was the best chance they had against those who sought power at any cost. The silence was almost palpable as Lyra continued, "We're searching for truth in a world where even the truth is hidden. The Broken Writ may hold the key to our survival." In this instant, Kael felt the weight of his duty settle upon him, protector of secrets, guardian of silences. For tonight, at least, he had ensured that one secret remained safe, but the shadows still moved, and the pursuit of balance would continue. As they vanished into the stronghold's labyrinthine corridors, the city above them slumbered on, unaware of the hidden truths and whispered rumors that danced in its heart. Kaelvarn led the way, his footsteps echoing off the stone walls as he navigated the stronghold's twisting passages. They moved with purpose, their shadows cast in the flickering torchlight that danced on the walls. Lyra Thalos walked beside him, her eyes never leaving Vex's face. "What is it that you think we're truly seeking, Commander?" Vex asked, his voice barely above a whisper, as if afraid of being overheard by unseen ears. Lyra's expression remained impassive, but Kale sensed a hint of something beneath the surface concern, perhaps, or a deep-seated fear. The balance, she said finally, her words measured and deliberate. We seek to maintain it in a world where power is a weight that presses down on everyone. As they descended into the stronghold's depths, the air grew thick with the scent of old parchment and dust. Kale guided Vex to a small chamber, its walls lined with ancient texts and strange artifacts. The room was dimly lit, the only sound the soft crackle of candles. Here, Lyra said, opening a worn leather-bound tome on a nearby pedestal. Read this, Aaron. She handed him the book, her eyes never leaving his face. Vex took it hesitantly, his fingers tracing the intricate script etched into the pages. As he read, Kale watched his face, searching for any sign of comprehension or unease. Vex's eyes scanned the pages rapidly, his brow furrowed in concentration. The room was quiet, the only sound the rustle of pages as Vex turned them. Lyra stood beside him, her gaze fixed on some point beyond the books. Kale moved to stand behind her, his eyes scanning the room's shadows for any sign of disturbance. He detected nothing, only the faintest whisper of magic lingering in the air, a residue from his own earlier contact with Vex. The price he'd paid was still present, a dull ache in his fingers and a slight buzzing in his mind. Lyra spoke without turning, her voice low and even. Aaron, do you understand now why your research is so crucial to our purposes? Vex looked up from the book, his eyes wide with a dawning comprehension. You think it's more than just an ancient treaty, he whispered, his voice full of wonder. Kale's gaze flicked back to Vex, his expression unreadable. He felt a shiver run down his spine, a cold premonition that they were dancing on the edge of something far greater than themselves. Lyra turned to him then, her eyes narrowing slightly as she regarded Kale. We must be careful, she said quietly. There are those who would stop at nothing to claim this knowledge for themselves. As Lyra's words trailed off, Kale sensed a change in the air, a subtle shift in the weight of their conversation. Vex's eyes darted between the pair, his face pale beneath the flickering candlelight. The pages he'd been reading now lay open on his lap, as if forgotten in the wake of Lyra's ominous warning. I think I understand, Vex said finally, his voice barely above a whisper. The broken writ is more than just a record, it's a key to understanding our world. He looked up at Lyra, his eyes burning with a mix of awe and trepidation. What does this knowledge hold for us, Commander? What does it mean to maintain balance in a world where power is a weight that presses down on everyone? Lyra's expression remained impassive, but Kale detected a flicker of unease beneath the surface. She'd always been a master of her emotions, but tonight she seemed hesitant, as if the stakes had grown higher than even she'd anticipated. The balance, she repeated, her voice measured and deliberate. It's not just about power, Aaron, it's about the consequences of that power. The broken writ may hold the secrets to preventing another catastrophe. The word hung in the air like a challenge, a warning that their actions had far-reaching implications. Kale felt the familiar tingle in his fingers again, a reminder of the price he paid for touching Vex earlier. He pushed it aside, focusing on the conversation at hand. What do you mean by another catastrophe? Vex asked, his voice full of trepidation. Lyra's eyes flicked to Kale, her gaze piercing in the dim light. You know the story, Aaron, she said quietly. The wars, the famine, the... She broke off, as if censoring herself. Instead, she spoke in a hushed tone, her words barely audible over the creaks and groans of the old stronghold. The Order has kept that knowledge hidden for centuries, Aaron. But you now know why your research is crucial to our purposes. As Lyra's words trailed off, the room seemed to grow heavier, as if the weight of their conversation was settling upon them all. Vex's eyes darted between Kale and Lyra, his face pale in the dim light. The candles on the pedestal cast flickering shadows on the walls, making it seem as though the very darkness itself was listening in. Kale's thoughts turned to the catastrophe, a memory he'd tried to suppress for years. He'd heard the stories, of course, who hadn't? But hearing Lyra speak of it now made it feel all too real. The wars, the famine, the countless lives lost, and at the heart of it all, the Order's secrets. He felt a shiver run down his spine as he glanced at Vex, wondering if he'd ever be able to tell him the truth about what had really happened. Lyra's gaze still lingered on Kale, her eyes searching for something in his expression. "We can't let that happen again," she said finally, her voice low and urgent. "The Broken Writ holds secrets we've been hiding from the world for too long." She stepped closer to Vex, her hand extended, as if reaching out to him across a chasm of understanding. Vex took a deep breath, his eyes locked on Lyra's, and took the book back from her. The pages rustled softly as he turned them, his fingers tracing the script etched into the parchment. "What exactly is this knowledge?" he asked, his voice barely above a whisper, "that we're fighting to protect?" Kale's gaze drifted back to Lyra, her eyes still fixed on Vex as if willing him to understand the weight of their task. He felt a shiver run down his spine at the thought of what they were asking of him to bear the burden of secrets that had been hidden for centuries. The price he'd paid earlier still lingered in his mind, a constant reminder of the cost of meddling with forces beyond human control. Vex's eyes never left the pages as he read on, his brow furrowed in concentration. The air was heavy with anticipation, and Kale could sense the weight of their conversation bearing down upon him like a physical force. He took a deep breath, his lungs burning from the acrid scent of old parchment that clung to the room. The candles cast eerie shadows on the walls, making it seem as though the darkness itself was listening in. "What do you mean by secrets?" Vex asked finally, his voice barely above a whisper. Lyra's eyes flicked to Kale, and for an instant he thought he saw a glimmer of something akin to fear. "The knowledge contained within the Broken Writ," she began, her words measured and deliberate, "is not just about the catastrophe, it's about the events leading up to it." She paused, as if choosing her words carefully. "We've been keeping that information from the world for a reason." Vex's eyes snapped back to Lyra's, his face pale in the dim light. Kale sensed a sudden stillness in the air, as if the room itself was holding its breath in anticipation of Vex's next question. "What kind of events?" he asked finally, his voice laced with trepidation. Lyra's expression remained impassive, but her eyes seemed to cloud for an instant, as if memories long buried were stirring beneath the surface. "The Order has walked a thin line between knowledge and ignorance," she said quietly. "We've kept secrets from the world, Aaron's secrets that could change everything." The words hung in the air like a challenge, leaving Kale wondering what other truths lay hidden beneath the surface. Vex's eyes narrowed, his gaze locked on Lyra as if searching for answers to questions unspoken. The room seemed to grow heavier still, the shadows cast by the candles twisting and writhing on the walls like living things. "We've been searching for the truth," Kale said finally, his voice breaking the silence, "but we may have uncovered something far more complicated." Lyra's eyes flicked to him, a hint of understanding passing between them. Vex's gaze snapped to Kale, his expression questioning. "What do you mean?" he asked, his voice barely above a whisper. The air was heavy with anticipation as Kale leaned forward, his elbows on his knees. "We found a reference to an event," he said slowly, "an incident that happened before the catastrophe. It's complicated." Vex's eyes snapped back to Lyra, his face pale in the dim light. "What kind of event?" he asked again, his voice laced with trepidation. Lyra's expression remained impassive, but her eyes seemed to cloud over for an instant, as if memories long buried were stirring beneath the surface. "We're not sure," she said quietly. "The Broken Writ mentions a ritual, one that disrupted the balance." Kale's thoughts turned to the cost of this knowledge, the price they'd paid for uncovering it. He felt a shiver run down his spine as he glanced at Vex, wondering if he'd ever be able to tell him the truth about what had really happened. Vex's eyes narrowed, his gaze locked on Lyra as if searching for answers to questions unspoken. A ritual, he repeated, his voice barely above a whisper. What kind of ritual? The room seemed to grow heavier still, the shadows cast by the candles twisting and writhing on the walls like living things. Kale felt a sense of foreboding creeping over him, as if they were walking towards a precipice from which there was no return. Lyra's eyes flicked to Kale, her gaze piercing in the dim light. We need to be careful, she said quietly. This knowledge has far-reaching implications. We can't let it fall into the wrong hands. The words hung in the air like a challenge, leaving Kale wondering what other truths lay hidden beneath the surface. Vex's eyes seemed to bore into Lyra's, his expression questioning. What do you mean by the wrong hands? He asked finally, his voice barely above a whisper. Kale's thoughts turned to the Order's enemies, to the factions that had been secretly manipulating events from the shadows. He felt a shiver run down his spine as he glanced at Lyra, wondering if she knew more than she was letting on. Lyra's expression remained impassive, but her eyes seemed to cloud over for an instant, as if memories long buried were stirring beneath the surface. There are those who would use this knowledge for their own gain, she said quietly. We can't let that happen. The room seemed to grow heavier still, the weight of their conversation bearing down upon them like a physical force. Kale felt a sense of unease creeping over him, as if they were walking towards a precipice from which there was no return. We need to be careful, Lyra repeated, her voice low and urgent. We can't let this knowledge fall into the wrong hands. Vex's eyes snapped back to Kale, his face pale in the dim light. What do we do now? He asked finally, his voice barely above a whisper. Kale felt a sense of trepidation creeping over him as he glanced at Lyra, wondering what their next move should be. The candles cast eerie shadows on the walls, making it seem as though the darkness itself was listening in. The silence that followed was oppressive, weighing heavily on Kale like a physical force. Vex's eyes remained fixed on him, his gaze searching for answers to questions unspoken. Lyra's expression remained impassive, but her eyes seemed to hold a depth of understanding, as if she knew more than she was letting on. Lyra, Kale said finally, breaking the silence, what do you mean by the wrong hands? His voice was low and even, but he could feel the tension coiled within him like a spring, waiting to snap. Lyra's gaze flicked to Vex before returning to Kale, her eyes clouding over for an instant as if memories long buried were stirring beneath the surface. We have reason to believe, she began, her voice measured and deliberate, that the Red Vipers will stop at nothing to get their hands on this knowledge. They've been secretly funding research into the catastrophe, searching for a way to exploit its power. Kale's mind flashed back to his encounters with the enigmatic figure known only as the Phoenix, wondering if there was more to her involvement than met the eye. Vex's eyes narrowed, his face pale in the dim light. The Red Vipers, he repeated, his voice barely above a whisper. What makes you think they're involved? Lyra's expression remained impassive, but her eyes seemed to gleam with a hint of calculation. We have sources, she said finally, her voice low and cryptic. Kale's thoughts turned to the web of secrets and lies that underlay the world, wondering how much more was hidden beneath the surface. He glanced at Vex, who seemed lost in thought, his eyes fixed on some point beyond the candlelit room. The silence that followed was heavy with tension, each breath hanging in the air like a challenge. We need to be careful, Lyra said finally, her voice breaking the stillness. We can't let this knowledge fall into their hands. Vex's eyes snapped back to hers, his gaze piercing in the dim light. What do you propose we do? He asked, his voice low and even. Lyra's expression remained impassive, but her eyes seemed to cloud over for an instant as if memories long buried were stirring beneath the surface. We need to find a way to contain this knowledge, she said quietly, to keep it from those who would misuse it. Kale felt a shiver run down his spine at the thought of the stakes, wondering what other secrets lay hidden beneath the surface. We have one option, Lyra continued, her voice measured and deliberate. We can take it to the Hierophant, to the Assembly of the Grey Sages. Vex's eyes narrowed, his face pale in the dim light. The Hierophant? He repeated, his voice barely above a whisper. What makes you think they'll help us? The Hierophant's chambers were a labyrinthine affair, with narrow corridors that seemed to shift and twist like a living thing. Kale led the way, his footsteps echoing off the cold stone walls as he navigated the winding passageways. Vex followed closely behind, his eyes fixed on the back of Kale's head with an air of suspicion. Lyra trailed behind them, her expression impassive as she seemed to absorb every detail of their surroundings. They eventually arrived at a large wooden door adorned with intricate carvings that seemed to depict scenes from myth and legend. The door creaked open with a gentle nudge from Kale, revealing a spacious room filled with rows of dusty bookshelves that stretched towards the vaulted ceiling like sentinels. The Hierophant sat at the far end of the room, his eyes closed as if lost in meditation. A faint scent of incense wafted through the air, carrying with it whispers of old knowledge and forgotten lore. As they approached, the Hierophant's eyes snapped open, his gaze piercing in the dim light. Ah, Kale, he said, his voice like a gentle breeze on a summer day. I see you've brought the weighty matters of the world to my doorstep. His eyes flicked to Vex and Lyra, his expression unreadable behind the mask of his hood. And who are your companions in this endeavor? Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as he stepped forward, his voice measured. Vex, an initiate of the Order, and Lady Lyra, our associate. The Hierophant's eyes lingered on Lyra for an instant, before returning to Kale with an air of calculation. The Hierophant gestured to a pair of chairs set before him, its intricately carved backrests a testament to the forgotten arts. Please, sit, he said, his voice low and soothing. We have much to discuss. As they sat, Kale felt a sense of trepidation creeping over him, as if the very fate of the world hung in the balance. Lyra's expression remained impassive, but her eyes seemed to gleam with a hint of calculation as she leaned forward, her elbows on her knees. So, the Hierophant began, his voice measured and deliberate, I understand you've discovered something significant. His eyes locked onto Kale, their depths seeming to bore into his very soul. Tell me, what is this knowledge that weighs upon your hearts?